KLCC's Amy Brenneman and Rachel McDonald spoke with Molly McMillan from the Puppet Save the World display, part of Art and Stewardship in Xanadu.
You're looking at the work of about 35 different puppet artists from all over. Some of these puppets have been rescued from their final resting place and been restored. Some of them are made by a few of the artists who are here in Country Fair. A few of them within this little awning area were in the Seattle Women's March recently. We want to get people in fair interacting with the puppets and playing with them, getting in them, flying the flags, taking the birds around, and just make it an interactive experience and get people interested in it. So we have a giant Jerry Garcia puppet sitting in his shade tent at the moment. He's pretty delicate, so it has to be less sunny out for him to come out, but he'll come out later. And then we have all these giant Day of the Dead skeleton puppets hanging on the wall, and we have wind and air and fire and water and big monarch butterflies and hummingbirds and flags and giant stuffed bears at least twice the size of people, most of them. A lot of them are backpack puppets, so once you put them on your back, they are anywhere from 6 to 12 feet higher than you are. Massive, massive puppets. Some of them require several people inside of them to operate.
Are you a puppet operator as well?
Yes, that's how I ended up on this crew, was helping with these puppets last year. Yeah, just for fun. And
will you be taking the puppets out on a walk around?
Some of the puppets will just appear at some of the shows, maybe not necessarily being puppeteered, but just getting them out there, taking them on their walks. We'll do little puppet shows in Xanadu and then encouraging fair people to get in puppets and do their own little shows around.